Rob Reiner, Google's Eric Schmidt to co-host $2,800 per person Hollywood fundraiser for Joe Biden. By Joshua Kaplan on April 25, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden will attend a fundraiser in Los Angeles with a litany of high-profile Hollywood figures next month, some of who supported both of former President Barack Obama's campaigns, according to a report. The news comes as Biden, 76, entered a crowded Democrat field in what he described in his announcement video as a fight for the soul of the nation. Variety reports the following industry players will attend the $2,800 per person event. The list of co-hosts for the May 8 event at the home of James Costas and Michael Smith includes Colleen and Bradley Bell, Peter and Megan Chernin, Chris Silberman and Julia Franz, John Vane and Ellen Goldsmith Vane, Jeffrey and Marilyn Katzenberg, Tom Rothman and Jessica Harper, Michael Lombardo, and Sonny Ward, Eric Hortner, Terry Pressmarks, Robin Michelle Reiner and Eric Schmidt and Rob Reiner, according to the invite. Also on the list of co-hosts are Cookie Parker, Richard Bloom, Jane and Craig Gehring, Doug Hickey, Martha Karsh, Janet Keller, Nina Kennedy and Sarah and Joe Chiani. Another co-host is Rufus Gifford, who was finance director for Obama's 2012 election campaign and went on to serve as U.S. ambassador to Denmark. The celebrity-centric publication adds that those who raise $10,000 are listed as co-hosts of the event. In October 2018, the Biden headlined a $5,000 A-plate event hosted by Katzenberg for PAC American Possibilities, a group which raised funds for Democrat candidates. On Thursday evening, Biden will attend a fundraiser hosted by Comcast's chief lobbyist David Cohen and his wife. According to CBS News, Senator Bob Casey, DPA, former Governor Ed Rendell, DPA, and former Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter are expected to attend. The Cohens seeking at least $2,800 from attendees and $250 from Young Professions. Biden will give his first exclusive interview as a 2020 presidential candidate to ABC's The View on Friday.